ENNOTVILLE. An upcoming clinic is providing seniors in rural areas with access to foot care without them having to leave their communities. The South Wellington Community Lions Club is accepting clients for their first foot clinic on April 27 at the Ennotville Library. Lions Club member and registered practical nurse, Megan Cleland, will see patients for various concerns, including diabetic foot care, treating minor ingrown toenails, lower leg and foot assessments, and more. Each session is 20 minutes long with appointments running from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. for some seniors. Clinics like this one can provide them a place to go when they don't know where to get help for a foot issue. Either they stay home and get very long toenails that go through their socks, or end up with foot problems, said Cleland. Once I get to know their feet, then I know where to put them, either at the beginning of the day or at the end of day, where I can spend more time with them. When it comes to foot care, especially diabetic foot care, Cleland adds it is important for many senior residents and individuals to stay on top of. I was seeing lots of elderly seniors, and honestly, their feet were horrible because they can't cut them and either a lot of their family members don't want to, or don't have the proper tools, said Cleland, mentioning seeing everything from ingrown toenails to improper footwear. The thing with diabetics is if they get ulcers, or they don't get the proper health care, they are prone to amputations, and that is very well known within the medical society. As a RPN, Cleland said she can also make referrals on behalf of clients. If I see an issue, I can bring it to their attention, said Cleland. Cleland mentions one session at the clinic costs $35, and clients will be given a tax receipt after the appointment, which can be filed for a deduction. With a majority of her clients on regular pensions, and a couple who are on ODSP, Cleland explains she priced the service this way to help the vulnerable feel seen. I've had other nurses really complain about my prices, but I would rather see someone at $35 every 6 weeks, than $40 or $45 every 12 weeks, she said. Peter Robertson, who is also a member of the SWC Lions Club, registered for the foot clinic. He cites privacy, personal touch and an affordable rate are some reasons the clinic would appeal to seniors. I live on the Allora Road, so it's just a hop and a step to get it done, said Robertson. It's just handy and it's more personal, I think, if you're not into the larger clinics and all that kind of stuff. Another SWC Lions member, Dennis Vinette, said there was another club that once provided a foot care clinic to residents in the area. I was actually a part of the club at the time and it was always welcomed more by the more seniors, people who I guess prefer a more relaxed atmosphere to have their feet attended to, he said. With diabetic care being one of the pillars for the SWC Lions, Vinette said the clinic is one way the club is acting on its mission to provide physical and mental health care in their area. As we age, certain vulnerabilities come of age, if you will, said Vinette. I'm a diabetic and I've recognized the need for proper foot care and proper attention by a registered individual. All the rural services that were available to people 30, 40, 50 years ago have all gone into town, adds Robertson about the importance of these SWC Lions programs for these areas. They've all gone urban and we're trying to bring some of those services back to the people. Interested residents can sign up for a session by contacting Cleland at 226-203-9034 or email megancleland1@gmail.com. The SWC Lions serve 4 different townships, focusing on the rural populations. To learn more about the SWC Lions and its services, go to swcomlions.org.